Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. It is 1 o'clock on the East, 12 Central. Great to be with you here on the show. 2 hours fantasy sports talk. Thanks for being with us here. First hour of the show. In case you missed any of it, head on over to our YouTube channel and you can catch George and I with our Hall of Fame ballots, doing a little DFS discussion as well in terms of what happened last night in the NBA. We're going to take a look at tonight's games in the NBA. So still lots going on in fantasy sports, and glad that you can be along for the ride here on Sports Grid. Here are our headlines here on the show as we begin on the 25th of January, 2022. Lakers at the Nets tonight. Headlines: the slate. Will Anthony Davis return? Can the Lakers get it going? Who in the world's going to play for the Nets at this point? Who knows? Anthony Davis back tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. We think, we hope. It could be. We'll find out. We've got Michigan State taking on Illinois, and a big basketball slate as always on a Tuesday. And then Rob Gronkowski, George, met with the media yesterday. We're seeing exit interviews happen all over the NFL from the teams that have been knocked out. We're going to get some Green Bay stuff today. We saw some Tampa Bay stuff yesterday. And, notable comments from Rob Gronkowski. In fact, saying at one point, if I'm not mistaken, that even if Tom Brady decided to retire, and we'll hit on that a little bit later in the show, that Gronk could even come back for another season, which to me had one eye up and one eye down. I really don't tend to believe that one.
Yeah, I'm sort of happy about that, because that also means that Gronk's feeling good, right? I think one of the reasons why he retired, well, I think there are two reasons he retired in the first place, or stopped playing football in the first place. One was he was tired of Belichick, right? And all these, I guess, the bad rules, unfun. How about that? That Belichick requires. I think he wanted to have a little bit more fun. But two is I think he was beat up. Even now, you watch Gronk play. Craig, every time he catches the ball, he always gets hit hard. He never gets taken down easily, right? He's always like, oh, boom. And he's like that big target for everybody. So I think he was just beat up back then. But I was the same as you. Really? You're going to play if Tom Brady retires. I'm looking at it now. Their backup quarterback is Blaine Gabbert. You got Kyle Trask. Gronk is not playing with that. He's just not. Now, do I think Tampa Bay goes into next season with one of those two as the starting quarterback if Brady retires? No. You know, I think they'll make some moves here to try and get another quarterback there. But as things stand right now, if Brady were to retire, I think Gronk is gone as well.
Yeah, no, I think so too. I don't know which direction this is going to head. We'll have some Brady stuff coming up a little bit later in the show. Some comments he made on a podcast, sort of surprising. But look, we love drama. We love players moving around in the NFL. So why not this time of the year? All right, one piece of new news. ESPN reporting that the Chicago Bears finalizing a deal to hire Chiefs Assistant Director of Player Personnel Ryan Poles as their next general manager. This is per Adam Schefter of ESPN. We know that the Bears had, if I'm not mistaken, a general manager, George, named Ryan recently. I think Ryan Pace, was his name, the general manager there. And of course, they had Matt Nagy as their head coach. But I suppose if you're going to dip into the NFL pool, you want to go to a place where there's been a lot of success. And there's no question that Kansas City is right at the top of that list.
Yeah, not a surprise that Kansas City is going to lose some people. Buffalo already lost their assistant GM. They're going to lose Brian DeBole as well here. I'd be shocked if we don't hear at some point this week that he's going to the Giants to follow show in there. As we welcome in our radio audience here on Fantasy Sports Today, Craig Mish and George Kurtz. So Chicago Bears did let it be known that they were going to hire a GM first, and that GM is going to get the hire the coach, which is the way it should be, by the way. If you're going to hire the GM, he should hire the coach. This way, he's the guy he's got a working relationship with, the guy that he can work with. It makes perfect sense to me. I never understood why you hire one, and then you don't hire the guy he wants. Well, that means they're automatically going to fight with each other. It makes no sense to me here. If you trust the one guy to be the GM, then you have to trust him to hire the right coach here. And this is an important move for the Bears because, once again, what are they going to do as far as far as building this team to compete with the Packers if Aaron Rodgers stays? To compete with the Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Vikings are still a good squad here. Detroit still has some work to do here. But, in my mind, whoever they hire as coach has to be someone who can get Fields ready. Right, to be Fields to be that quarterback. Yeah. That's what you trade up to get him. You gave up your number one pick this year. Got to get Fields ready.
Yeah, I guess the question that we probably should be asking, George, at this point is that since the Bears are hiring a general manager from the Chiefs, is Eric Bieniemy going to be the next head coach of the Bears? I mean, it's a fair question, right?
Oh, I think it's that's the domino, right? It's what I just said about the Giants. The assistant GM of Buffalo, he's going to hire DeBole. I'd be shocked if DeBole is not the next guy of the Giants. So same thing here. Although we're not hearing a lot of Bieniemy buzz this year. Maybe that's good for him.
Yeah,
sure. When we heard the buzz, he didn't get the job. But we're not hearing a lot of buzz here. But I think, once again, you're connecting the dominoes, and I agree with you. You would think, well, he knows Bieniemy. It's a great offense. I know Andy Reid has a lot of influence there as well. He's an offensive mind, but still, you know. So, yeah, if I was going to be if I'm a betting man, which, you know, on this network, we might just
be. Which you are.
Yeah. I see Bieniemy going. Unfortunately, I was a betting man on Saturday. It didn't go well. Sunday, much better. But, yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
I think you're right, Craig. I think Bieniemy will be the next head coach in Chicago.
Yeah, and as of now, we're getting ready to close out the month of January without a single new head coach being hired. We still have about 6 or 7 days for that, but we will see. All right, we got to take a quick break here on Fantasy Sports Today. We've got a good slate tonight in the NBA. Can the Lakers, I mean, this is a big showdown tonight for the Lakers in Brooklyn. Can they get Anthony Davis back? And can they win a game with them? We're going to find out as we'll take a look at our daily fantasy slate next year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with George Kurtz here on the show. We, of course, have an NBA slate to get to tonight. So those of you who are playing over on FanDuel tonight, here's what you do. Open up the app And we're going to set a lineup for you as we bring in our producer, Brett Levy, who's playing in Daily Fantasy every single day. And heck of a slate tonight. I mean, I don't get this lucky often, Brett, to have these good games on a slate when I'm hosting the show. So I got to take it tonight.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun, Craig. And yeah, you got two big marquee games tonight with the Lakers at the Nets and the Warriors hosting the Mavericks, Luka Doncic versus Steph Curry, James Harden versus the Lakers big three. I don't know who you paid off to get this slate, Craig, but, you know, your money is working well.
All right. Listen, now if I could just do that to get the baseball season started, that would be great too. But you know, I just got to pay off. That's probably a huge payoff there at that point. Okay. So, all right. So let's get started here. I'll run through the names and you'll tell me why you selected them here at first. So here are the guards. We got LaMelo Ball at 7,800, Kevin Porter Jr. at 6,200 tonight, Tyrese Maxey at 5,900, and Gary Trent Jr. at 5,000. So obviously, after we're done with these, we're going to get to another graphic where we're going to show you spent all your money, but let's talk about some of the lower options here tonight.
Yeah, so LaMelo Ball priced down a little bit. He's been a little up and down recently, Craig. But look, I think him and Van Vliet tonight will be both viable options in DFS. I think it'll be a fun game between the Raptors and the Charlotte Hornets. Both teams, you know, pretty athletic, pretty young teams, like to get up and down. You know, both playing pretty good defense this year comparatively to last year. So, you know, teams are improving on that end. But LaMelo Ball gets assist opportunities, rebound opportunities. Obviously, plenty of scoring opportunities there. Kevin Porter Jr., the Rockets, and the Spurs are squaring off in Texas tonight, Craig. So, look, those are not games that I expect to be as highly used because, you know, these teams aren't as much fun to watch. Everyone's going to be watching, you know, the Brooklyn Nets game. Everyone's going to be watching the Golden State Warriors play. So no one's going to be tuning in to watch the 18-win Spurs take on the 13-win Rockets tonight. So I think Kevin Porter Jr. Is going to have some scoring opportunities in this game. And, you know, I just think he'll be slightly less used than some other options tonight. Tyrese Maxey starting for the 76ers tonight. The Pelicans won a big game last night, Craig, coming off a back-to-back. So I think there's opportunity for the Sixers to take advantage, maybe of some tired legs there, Craig. And Gary Trent Jr. has been playing really well for the Raptors. He had just come off the injury list, so still rounding back into shape, but playing close to 28, 29 minutes a night. So I feel confident starting him tonight. I'm not sure how good he'll look, though, Craig. It has not been the smoothest welcome back to the court for Gary Trent, but his minutes are there, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, look, he's 5,000 tonight, so you really are not asking for much from him tonight. And as you mentioned, LaMelo Ball, the highest price guard on Brett's lineup tonight. All right, let's continue on FanDuel tonight and take a look at some of the bigs. We've got the highest price player that Brett is going to choose tonight is going to be LeBron James against the Nets. He's 10,700. Keldon Johnson is 5,300, Aaron Gordon 6,700, Doug McDermott is 3,900, and then Christian Wood, who I do want to ask you about after we're done with just this analysis, he is 8,300 tonight on FanDuel. So the money's being spent tonight on the bigs here, LeBron James and Christian Wood tonight.
Yeah, definitely LeBron and Christian Wood. Look, Jakob Poeltl, not to take anything away from him, he's played pretty well this year for San Antonio, but I think it's a matchup that I'd much prefer to have Christian Wood, much more explosive player, much more gifted offensively. May struggle a little bit rebounding tonight versus Poeltl, but you know, I'll sacrifice that for 20 points here, Craig. And look, LeBron James, huge game in New York City tonight. Only one Brooklyn Net out there in James Harden versus all three LA Lakers. I do not think the Lakers can lose this one, Craig. We're starting to get word out of LA too that it seems like they're going to keep Frank Vogel around at least throughout the regular season. So might be getting back to normal in Lakerland, getting healthy, seem to have the coaching questions under control here for a little bit too. Look, Keldon Johnson and Doug McDermott on San Antonio, someone's got to score. I'll be honest, Craig, I really like Doug McDermott, one of the best shooters I've ever worked with, great person. So I may have influenced my pick here a little bit, but plus the price being below $4,000 allowed me to go back up and get a guy like Aaron Gordon. So look, I'll be honest, Doug McDermott, probably not the strongest play on the slate, but allows you to spend up for another like $6,000 guy, $6,500 guy. Could be worth it. He'll be out on the court tonight. He'll shoot some threes. You know, you never know. You get him on the right night, Craig, he might hit five threes, grab five rebounds, get five assists, and that's a pretty good night in fantasy. So minutes are really what I'm targeting here, guys who are going to get minutes tonight. And some softer matchups as well because, you know, like the rest of the world, Craig, I will be tuning into that Nets-Lakers game. I don't think the Celtics and Sacramento Kings will be taking too much of my screen time up or some of these other games, unfortunately. We got two really good nationally televised games tonight that I think a lot of people are excited about. Lots of star power out there. Obviously great to have Anthony Davis back as well, Craig. We haven't seen him in over a month, so... just really exciting night of basketball.
Yeah, it definitely could be and should be for sure. All right, so let me go back to like just how this would affect maybe a season-long fantasy league, because over the last 24 hours, Brett, all of a sudden Christian Wood trade talks or at least rumors, let's just call them rumors, have sort of heated up here. I see on my timeline that the Miami Heat could be one potential landing spot for him. He's still very young. Obviously, he came into his own. We talked about him a ton last year because I pulled that that basketball card, that rookie card of his, and I did pretty well, if I would say so myself on that. Look, Houston is not going to be good next year, Brett. We know that. And probably not going to be good in 2 years from now. They're in complete rebuild mode. Do you think that Wood gets traded? And if so, is Miami a good spot?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, Craig, because – basketball is like the one sport, well, I guess football too. Like if you have a great quarterback, it can mask a lot of your problems. Like we never talk about a LeBron James team. Like we're worried, oh my God, is this team going to be competitive this year? Right. So one guy can really change a lot of a franchise. Look, they have a lot of high expectations for this young talent on their roster. Now they're super young. They have to learn how to win in the NBA. So possibly trading Christian Wood for more young talent on the same timeline could be beneficial. But at the same time, you need some vets on the roster, some guys that are skilled that can teach the young guys how to work, how to train. Christian Wood, you know, I was in the G League coaching. Christian Wood was playing in the G League. He did not have an easy path to the NBA. He worked for it. You know, there were talks early in his career he was struggling picking up NBA defenses, and you know now he's blocking shots every night. So he could be a guy who's, you know, maybe possibly a good vet to keep around and develop these young players. But you know, the team will have to weigh what assets they're getting in trade talks versus, you know, how important that locker room presence is. As for Miami, kind of a tough fit for him because they Bam Adebayo gets so many touches for the bigs there. Right. And Yurtseven's played so well for them.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Craig, so I don't know if I'd be jumping all over that if I was the Miami Heat.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. The NBA trade deadline coming up in about a month. We'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. More talk coming up next, so make sure you stay with us on the grid. Don't play.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Head on over to Twitter. Make sure you are following us at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, and information. Picks, of course, against the spread. But more than anything, very good analysis. 18 hours of live coverage here on SportsGrid. And this weekend, you got to be watching our hosts while we're breaking down the AFC and NFC Championship, arguably the second biggest weekend of the year in the NFL. I mean, last week, I don't know how it could be topped, but maybe it can. AFC and NFC Championship this weekend. Follow us on SportsGrid at SportsGrid and at Sports Grid TV. All right, well, the Buccaneers, George, have been eliminated from the playoffs. I think most people who would be watching a show like this know that by now. And it was another really good year for the Bucs, another great year for Tom Brady, who is going to be in the conversation for NFL MVP, may even win the thing, who knows. But a little bit different here in this offseason, because after he won the Super Bowl last year, everyone would expect that he would return, and he had a two-year contract with the Bucs, which is now up. And on a recent podcast about, family and things that, Tom Brady does off the field, I guess he had made some comments essentially alluding to the fact that he wants to sit down with his family, make sure he's there as a husband, make sure he's there as a father. And so it leaves us with the perplexing question at this point, is it a lock that Brady comes back to the Bucs again next season? And if that is not the case, the cupboard is bare.
Yeah, I listened to that press conference a couple of times here. That for those of you who Brady's automatically coming back, that was not a good press conference for you, because reading between the lines there, it would seem that Gisele's getting on him. You've done it. You've done enough. Yeah, you have nothing left to prove. That sort of thing there. His kids are getting old. You might want to spend more time with them as well, get more involved in their lives. It's tough here. That being said, I don't know if I see Brady leaving quite yet. Not when he can still play. I don't know what I see. Plus, the team is good, right? It's not like he's like, this is a poor, and this team sucks. I don't even want to play Tampa Bay anymore. No, it's a good team, right? And they're probably going to lose Godwin. That wouldn't shock me here, but you still got Evans. Gronk would come back to play for you. Fournette's been good. Defense is good here. I think he comes back, Craig, but by no means would I bet anything large on this, because that press conference was concerning somewhat, or the podcast, we should say, was concerning somewhat that he's certainly giving it more thought now than I ever thought he has. I think he is feeling some family pressure here to leave the game before he suffers another injury, before he gets banged up too much. So, as a fan, I hope he doesn't. I don't want to see him leave. I don't. I certainly don't want to watch Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask play quarterback. So I don't. And if I'm the Bucs, by the way, I need to know ASAP, because if you're not coming back, then we got to get another quarterback.
Yeah. This is sort of a funny graphic that we're going to show, because – I mean, really, we have to do it, but it doesn't really make much sense, because I think you and I both know that Blaine Gabbert is not going to be the starting quarterback of the Bucs next year. Now, I'm biased with Kyle Trask here because he played at the University of Florida, and I hate to just dismiss any quarterback in the NFL, and you really should not, because Davis Mills at the very least showed last season that he's a quarterback in the NFL, whether he's the starter or backup, I don't know. But Kyle Trask, I think, will be back with the Bucs next season in a backup role. I don't think that they're going to want to start him. They're going to want to start someone else. So if that is the case, and let's sort of fast forward to a Brady retirement, which we'll do a two-hour show on here on Sports Grid if that happens, who could be some veteran options here, George? And when you look at it, You have a guy who was there previously. I don't think Jameis Winston would be considered to come back. Tyrod Taylor did not show. I like Tyrod Taylor a lot, but he did not show anything to me this year, George. So I think that that's done. Could Ryan Fitzpatrick come back and be back in Tampa again? He was good the first time for like 8 weeks. Aaron Rodgers, naturally, his name will be under discussion. Russell Wilson's name will be under discussion. And Deshaun Watson will be under discussion for every NFL team this offseason. So, look, the positives of Tampa Bay are what, George? They're coming off a situation where they've been really good for 2 years. They added a lot of pieces that could go around a quarterback if they came in. They're playing in Florida. Obviously, the state tax benefit there is there as well. But outside of basically somehow convincing Aaron Rodgers to come or Russell Wilson to get traded there, it seems sort of bleak for Tampa Bay. And I've seen some Tampa Bay fans over the last 24 hours posting on social media, George, saying, well, I guess we're going to go back to who we used to be with the Buccaneers now, starting next year.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I think they will have another quarterback. It won't be Trask. It certainly won't be Gabbert there. They'll bring somebody else in. This group here, listen, you or I have a better chance of being the starting quarterback for the Buccaneers than Jameis Winston does. That's not happening. All right, they moved on for him for a reason. They're not going back. Taylor, no, that's not happening. Fitzpatrick, I think of everybody we can name here, is the fallback option. Nothing else worked out. They couldn't get anybody else here. They couldn't even trade for somebody, a Cousins type, something like that. It's all right, fine. We'll go with Ryan here. Aaron Rodgers is interesting. You know, switch base here, go from Green to Tampa. If he indeed does want to get out of there, I think Tampa would fit his requirements, right? Good team, not rebuilding, sort of built to win now. It would make some sense here. And it would also be very ironic. Brady left New England, where he was iconic up there, to go to Tampa Bay. Now Rodgers would do the same exact thing. That would be kind of, I guess, interesting to say the least here. I don't think this would happen, mind you, but it'd be something we're going to be watching here. Tampa doesn't fit what Sierra would want. They're sort of this, you know, in some ways, they're the Seattle of the Southeast. Same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not Miami, where I think she wouldn't mind being. It's Tampa. You know, so I don't think so. And Deshaun Watson, I mean, he's an interesting case. We know he's a very good quarterback, but what owner / GM is going to want to take on that PR nightmare? And that's what it's going to be. You know, maybe Tampa could handle that. I don't know. I think not. If I had to bet for Tampa, for Deshaun Watson, I think he's going to Carolina.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Tampa and Miami. I mean, South Florida and West Florida, they could be on two separate sides of the country. You know, it's like different worlds on both parts of that spectrum. But Watson will be another comment. We probably could have done a 15-minute Watson discussion today here on the show, but we'll save that for the summer when that gets sorted out. So let's take a look at some potential draft options. Now naturally, the Bucs, what they could do is make some trades somehow, because teams do. And they could trade up and try and get Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. But in all likelihood, Pickett's going to be one of the first, what, 5 picks, 10 picks off the board. The shot at him is meek, is probably bleak, unless they add some players and sort of move up in terms of draft picks. So Matt Corral, of course, is out there from Mississippi. We have Malik Willis, Sam Howell, who has that first name, which is not going for him, George, into this draft. The last Sam that was drafted high didn't work out as an NFL quarterback, Sam Howell from North Carolina. And then Desmond Ridder, who they may as well just play Kyle Trask, honestly, George, if they're going to draft and play Desmond Ridder. I'm sorry. I mean, I think Trask's probably better than Ridder. I could live with one of the other three that we talked about, but that's where I would draw the line.
I don't think they're going to go this route. They're not built to wait 2 to 3 years for that quarterback to figure it out. And none of these guys, this is a bad quarterback draft for the NFL. Even Pickett. There are none of these guys who are expected to make it big and right away. You know, there's no Andrew Luck here. It's certainly not a quarterback class of last year where, you know, you had 5 quarterbacks going in the top 15. You may get 1, maybe 2. You mentioned Pickett's probably going to go, in my mind, you said 5-10. That's about right. I had top 8. He's not a top 8 player in the draft, but quarterbacks always go early because it's quarterback. You can't win in the NFL without one. Not consistently anyway here. So I just don't see him being available. I don't think it matters. I don't think Arians wants someone like that. He's not going to be around forever to groom a new quarterback here. He needs someone now. That's why they're not going with any of these guys, not in my opinion anyway. They're not going with Trask. They're not going with Gabbert. They're going to have to bring in a veteran. I think their worst case scenario is someone like Fitzpatrick. And I think if they can't get somebody that we've talked about, a bigger name here, a better quarterback, Do they talk to Minnesota about Kirk Cousins? You know, that sort of damage there, because they need someone there who can move this offense, who can possibly help them win now. And look at the division next year. New Orleans, they don't know who their quarterback is. Atlanta, forget about it. You know, Matt Ryan, I assume he'll be there again, but their defense is terrible there. And Carolina has no quarterback. So Tampa knows we get a decent quarterback, we win the division again. We just got to get better than decent to possibly go further than that to compete for a Super Bowl once again.
I'll tell you, it is fascinating to sort of follow this as it goes. I mean, we thought that the coaching would be interesting. I think the quarterbacks could be just as interesting. It is, you know, Davis did bring it up earlier in the week when we were hosting, I believe it was yesterday, that we could see not six or seven coaches changing spots, but quarterbacks changing spots in the offseason. And look, I mean, it seems to be possible. But again, the first chips to fall would be Brady, and it would be Rodgers for sure. You know, the other note that I saw today, you know, again, just a rumor here, George, was that the Arizona Cardinals coaches, apparently the ownership is not happy with them too. So I wonder, I mean, dare I say, a team that won that many games, could Cliff Kingsbury find himself out of a gig? And I mean, is Sean Payton going to be leaving and going somewhere else? It's just crazy what's been happening. Does this happen every year?
Yeah, listen. Well, yes, it really does. But it's not like when you and I were growing up, man. Listen, in today's NFL, there would be no Tom Landry, no Chuck Knoll, you know, no Don Shula, because you can't fail. You can't have 2-3 years of failure. You're done. You're just done. They don't wait anymore. We heard the Arizona owner, yes, he's upset about how, I guess, last season and this season ended. I get it. I don't think they move on from Kingsbury, but I think he has one more year. That's it. The same thing happens next year, then he is done. I do wonder in Dallas, by the way, what happens when Dan Quinn gets offered a job? Could that force Jerry Jones' hand? Because he seems to be getting angrier and angrier at how the Cowboys season ended. I don't think so, but it wouldn't shock me either that either one of these guys goes here. I think Matt Rhule's the same thing, by the way. He's got one more year. If not, he's gone as well.
Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, we got Fantasy or Reality coming up next. George and I will go through some questions as we close out the show. Of course, we have the Sports Grid 60 as well. So stay with us here on sportsgrid.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Fantasy Sports.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, George Kurtz with you here on the show. Of course, we've got the Baseball Hall of Fame announcement coming up a little bit later today. And on tomorrow's show, it will be Davis and George reviewing who actually got in. But for now, let's go over to Brett Levy as we got today's Fantasy or Reality.
Fantasy
All right, guys. Well, for today, we're starting off with the New Orleans Saints because Gail Benson made some comments over the last few days saying, just like everyone else, she is unsure if Sean Payton will return to coach the Saints next season. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. Sean Payton will return to coach the Saints next season. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, this one's catching people a little bit off guard here, right? Sean Payton, I don't think he'd go to another team. I just wonder if he takes a year off, if that's what he's looking for here. I do wonder, he knows the Saints are in salary cap hell. They really can't add anybody, which is why I don't see a top quarterback going there. As far as an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson, I can't see how they'll fit him under the cap without releasing a slew of other players. I also wonder, will Mike Thomas play there? Or if he's, you know, if him and Payton just can't get along. You know, they have to trade him, which means you'd only have Kamara. It'd be your only offensive weapon really in the whole team here. I think Sean Payton knows all of this, that it's just, it's just kind of a little bleak for them. But we just talked about Tom Brady, and Payton has to be going, oh, Brady might retire. That's a little better for me then, right? I got the defense. You know, I can work on the offense. I'm supposed to be, you know, the offensive guru here. So my guess is it's going to be a reality that I think he will return. I think he just needs some time. Just needs some time for whatever to to refresh, you know, maybe go to the Caribbean, go have a good time, have a couple of Mai Tais there and relax a little bit. But once he does that, he gets over the season here, I think he'll feel better. He'll want to come back. That being said, I don't think this is a mortal lock by any means here, but I'll go reality. He does return to the Saints next season.
And I will go the same. I think that this is much about nothing. Look, I can't even imagine coaching in the NFL with all the stress and the pressure. And it clearly just feels like, at least to me, that he's taken some detox time where basically he shut his phone off and he's gone. If there was, to me, here's the other part of this, is knowing a little bit about sports, is that I guess you mentioned the owner, her name's Gail Benson. If there was a chance that Sean Payton wasn't going to come back, do you think she'd allow herself as the owner of the team to be interviewed and just kind of chuckle her way through saying nobody really knows? I highly doubt that. So my guess is vacation, Sean Payton comes back. He's got a wonderful situation. He can coach in New Orleans as long as he wants. He won a championship there, sort of grandfathered in, I think, to the situation. So I got, like you, George, I got reality here for our first one.
All right. Our next question, we're going over to Major League Baseball, Craig, because even though Major League Baseball isn't giving us much news to talk about, Kevin Gausman is, with his Twitter account, tweeting last night about the Giants not offering him a contract this offseason, and anything else you hear is BS, according to Mr. Gausman. So, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. You are surprised the Giants didn't try to bring back Kevin Gausman, who was a Cy Young finalist this year. Is this a fantasy or reality?
So to sort of take you back here with Kevin Gausman, for people who may not be familiar, he came up in the Baltimore Orioles organization. And like a lot of pitchers, by the way, as George knows, in the Baltimore Orioles organization, failed and failed pretty miserably and gave up a lot of home runs to the point where you're seeing even them push the fences back this season. You know, after toiling for many, many years with the Orioles, it seemingly he kind of figured it out in Atlanta and then now has figured it out in San Francisco. And I think that what the Giants figured out before they decided to, you know, move on from him and let him sign with someone else is essentially that he couldn't do or repeat what he did last year. And he's now shown it for almost a couple of years, but call me skeptical as well, I have never been in on this player. I have always doubted this player. I put he and Dylan Bundy in the same category, and even when Bundy was succeeding, I sort of doubted him too. Now, Gausman definitely has proved me wrong and very well may prove me wrong again. But George, this is a Major League Baseball organization that essentially pivoted from players that look almost identical and made a conscious decision to do so. I believe that Farhan Zaidi, to me, is one of the better general managers, better executives in baseball. The Dodgers don't win the World Series without Farhan Zaidi. The Giants don't win this year without Farhan Zaidi. So very few people do I trust to say, hey, look, if they didn't like the player, I got to believe that they got it right. So I'm going to say, no, not surprised.
This is it's raised some red flags for me for what you're talking about here. All right, when you're the team that has you, they know you better than anybody else. The Giants are not a small market team. They have money. They could have easily. He signed a 5-year, $110 million contract with the Blue Jays. Giants could have done that easy. It would have been a problem for them. It's not like they're loaded with starting pitchers there with Giants, right? Logan Webb, Cobb. They need starting pitching there. If they're going to compete with the Dodgers, I guess it's the Dodgers in that division. Padres, too, maybe they have a rebound there. But if they're going to compete with them, they need starting pitching here. I mean, like I said, they have Webb, Desclafani, Wood, Cobb. That's it. Yeah, so you really could have used Gausman if you believed in him. For some reason, you don't believe in him. And like I said, Gausman, I found it interesting him go to Toronto, too, for the same reason you're talking about. Didn't do well in the American League East, right? Do you want to blame it on Baltimore and Buck Showalter back then, who couldn't really bring along any pitchers? Okay. Yeah, but now you go to Toronto. You know, Toronto's a better team, absolutely. But that ballpark, you know, it's pretty much Coors Field in the American League. So I don't know how much you're going to love it there. Especially when you got to face the Yankees, face the Red Sox, teams that can hit. You know, so good luck to you there. This raised some red flags to me. Why did the Giants go for him? I mean, the fact that you're saying they didn't make you a contract offer, that makes me worry even more. You know, look, if they offered you four years, $80 million, okay, they were outbid. Right. They didn't think you were worth $22 million, but if they didn't offer you any contract, this makes me think, what do they know that Toronto doesn't, or that the rest of baseball doesn't know? What do they know? They know your medical history. They know how you pitch. So, this concerns me greatly here. So I'm with you, Craig. I agree.
Yeah, and by the way, let's also keep it real here. We could probably ask the same question of Toronto, who signed Gausman and let Robbie Ray go to Seattle, right? Like, we could do the same exact thing. So it just depends on who you trust in sports. And in this case, I trust the Giants.
All right. Well, we have some breaking news here, so I'll throw it back to you guys. But Sean Payton has just informed the New Orleans Saints that he is stepping away. So I'll just throw it back to you guys right now.
Well, nothing like being completely wrong on a fantasy reality within 60 seconds of giving an answer. That's all-time impressive for this show here. So, wow. Okay, so I was wrong about that. All right, so Sean Payton leaves. Obviously a huge legacy behind him in New Orleans. I'm going to say that immediately, as I kind of think it through on the fly here, George, that Payton is the most coveted coach that's out there on the market. The question now will become, as we get the tweets coming in here, as to whether or not he is stepping down and taking a year off, or whether or not he is going to go somewhere else. I know for an absolute fact that the Dolphins would be the absolute team and destination for Sean Payton. They would want him essentially to be their head coach there. But no different, by the way, George, than a lot of other teams at this point. We're going to have to find out whether this is a step-down deal to be done for a year, or if he's going to go somewhere else. And also, I don't know this, Brett, you'll have to look it up, or George, if you know, is there any compensation attached to Sean Payton too? I mean, I suppose his contract's got to be up.
I don't believe his contract is up. I think it is. He would need compensation. So you'd have to talk to Miss Benson about getting him. Because if there's no compensation, he's the next Cowboys head coach. Jerry Jones is a big fan of him. I can almost guarantee you, if they can get him for cheap, he'll be the next Cowboys head coach. That being said, I think there is compensation, and I can imagine what that compensation would be. It would be hefty. It would be hefty here. I'm looking at Twitter, just as you are, I'm sure, now. Ian Rappaport is using the term stepping away. Nick Underhill is saying retiring. So no one knows. Because retiring means you're done, right? You're walking away, you're going on the golf course once again, whatever you're doing. Stepping away means, I'm going to take a year off. You know, I'm going to recharge the batteries, whatever it might be here. So we'll hear more about this in the coming days. Once again, thank you. You couldn't tell me this 3 minutes ago, Brett. Appreciate it. unbelievable about that time. And it's just like when you get, as soon as you go off there, you get the big trade announcement. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I'd appreciate that as well. So I have to admit, I am surprised. I am surprised, which makes you wonder, I just surprised.
Saints are in trouble, obviously. Yeah.
Yes. There. Has he taken Taysom Hill with him?
I mean, it was Taysom Hill's guy. I mean, poor Taysom Hill. He brings him in, signs him, gives him all these responsibilities, gets him paid, and now he's like, I'm out. It feels like college a little bit like that. So anyway, that's our breaking news here on the show. Sean Payton stepping down. I am sure that George and Davis will cover this on the show tomorrow quite extensively. But we only have a few minutes left, so let's wrap up some fantasy reality here. Brett?
All right. Our last question of the day. There's a big blood drive going on right now that Krispy Kreme is basically telling anyone in America, if you donate blood through the end of January, you will get free donuts. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. You will donate blood in the next 6 days here for free donuts. Is this a fantasy or reality?
You know, I've been poked and prodded so many times. I swear I got more needles this past year between, you know, the three COVID shots. I got the shingles vaccine. I had to give I had my blood tested earlier for a procedure. It's like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not. I don't want to get any more. No more needles for me. I don't like needles. I do love donuts. And I love Krispy Kreme donuts. But this is not a Krispy Kreme. I don't even know where there's a Krispy Kreme in anywhere near me. I don't know if there's one in Suffolk County where I live. I think I'm going to have to go to Nassau, where I used to love to get Krispy Kreme. They are really good donuts, by the way. I could down a box of those real easy and then be at the gym for the next 38 years to try and work it off here. But no, I don't see myself doing this. Not unless my wife wants me to. You know, my wife is a nurse. She may push for this, which she has at other times, for us to go donate blood. It's one of those things where if I have to, sure. I don't watch them. You know, I do one of these jobs and they're putting the needle in here. I don't want to watch the needle go in my arm. But truth, it doesn't really hurt all that much. But I'm just tired of needles.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to change this around real quick because you will donate is the question that Brett posed, right? You will donate blood for free donuts. So that's a fantasy. But I have donated blood for donuts in the past. Without a doubt, I remember doing this, I think in college, maybe, for sure. So I definitely have done this in the past, but for the future, no, that's not, I'm not desperate for a Krispy Kreme donut anymore. But in college, who knows what you're doing there, George? It's like everyone, hey, we'll get together, we get some donuts, let's give some blood. You've heard this story before. So no doubt I've done it before, but fantasy for right now, I'm out. All right, Sports Grid 60 coming up next. If we get any more news on Sean Payton, as George mentioned, a reporter from New Orleans says he is retiring. This is not a temporary thing. We'll be right back. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
at Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Get on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. The latest update here is the New Orleans Saints have a press conference scheduled for later today. A reporter out of New Orleans named Nick Underhill reporting that Sean Payton will retire from the NFL. Of course, this will be covered for you over on Scott Farrell's show later today and right here on Fantasy Sports Today, tomorrow. Now it's time for the Sports Grid 60.
All right. Everybody and their mother is still complaining about the overtime rules in the NFL. Listen, I would have liked to have seen Josh Allen get a shot Sunday night as well here, but there is no perfect solution. I've heard so many people with different ideas here. Well, they should have to go for a two-point conversion to end the game. All right, let's say they did and they got a two-point conversion. We'd still be complaining then because still Josh Allen didn't get a chance to go on the field here. Should they both get a chance to have the ball? Maybe. Maybe I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't, like I said, I don't think it's perfect and I don't mind a change, but it's much better than what we used to have where you could kick a field goal to end the game. At least you do have to score a touchdown nowadays. I don't feel bad for the Bills. You had 13 seconds. Stop the Chiefs. Squib kick the ball. That would have won it for you. Maybe don't play prevent everybody 30 yards back. That probably wins the game for you. Instead, you sort of got what you deserve there.
All right, I'm going to end the show at the Hall of Fame later today, and you know, certainly this is something that I will be watching live. I think that the issue that I have isn't so much 2022. I'm really concerned 2023, 24, we may have no inductions into the National Baseball Hall of Fame because after Bonds and Clemens are eliminated from the ballot this year, along with Chilling, I mean, Scott Rowland is the only one that really looks like he could be above 70% for the next 2 years. So hopefully we get some new players into the Hall of Fame, and it's not just all through the Veterans Committee. And as I tweeted earlier today, why Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy are not in the Hall of Fame, growing up watching these two icons as being my favorite players, I still have no idea. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks, as always, to our friends over at LTN for getting us on the air and doing a great job, and for Danny and for Brett Levy and my co-host George Kurtz. I'm Craig Mish. We will see you tomorrow here at noon.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at coda.com.